The Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge is receiving multiple reports indicating a significant increase in dead and dying birds found on beaches in the Homer area over the last 2 weeks. The reports are coming from beach walkers and local citizen scientists dedicated to surveying seabird populations. Leslie Slater is the Gulf of Alaska unit biologist for the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. She says the number of birds reported is in the dozens.
So it's hard to give a real exact number of the normal number, but I would say on a given stretch of beach, we normally don't find, more than one within a couple mile stretch.
Slater says there are a lot of potential reasons for the increase in fatalities, but the prevailing cause is likely tied to the birds' food sources.
What we're seeing more precisely is that birds seem to be starving, but something might be happening before that. We might be having a PSP outbreak or another situation is called domoic acid, where these biotoxins can build up through the food chain and ultimately cause the death of these birds.
The deaths don't seem to be isolated to Homer's beaches. There are reports of similar deaths down the Alaska Peninsula and the eastern edge of the Aleutians. Slater says it's possible they could be related to dead whales found near Kodiak. To narrow down causes of death, Slater says the refuge will send the carcasses of Homer's birds to the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin.
And there they have a whole team of expert epidemiologists and other wildlife disease specialists who will be able to examine them and probably come up with a real good conclusion.
Slater expects the center to receive the carcasses by the end of this week and believes there could be a reply within 2 weeks. She asks that people continue to call in if they spot dead birds with the species name and location, but she warns the public not to touch dead birds because they could be carrying diseases.